boss kept you late at work? Needed that afternoon nap? Happy hour started a little early? If anyone gets it, it's these two. It's Those Girls in the Afternoon with Destiny and Taylor, a Z102.9 podcast.
Yeah, I'm not sure we can spend any more time together, Destiny.
Are you breaking up with me?
I might be breaking up with you.
What does that mean for our show?
Well, I don't know. I feel like I have to spend less time with you because I am now noticing that all of the video ads I get on YouTube or Facebook or whatever I'm watching on my phone are not targeted for me. They're targeted for you.
Why are you sending me the ads?
Well, because normally, you know what I mean? It's like the ones that stop in the middle of a video and then interrupt whatever you're watching. And I say this because it's getting too accurate at this point, okay? You know a lot about the equipment inside the radio station.
I do.
Mm-hmm. And you were talking to me about, what are they called?
A generator.
A generator. Clearly,
I know more than...
batteries and generators, and you were telling me about all of these things. Cool.
You didn't care.
I listened is what I did. And so did my phone, because when I was watching YouTube videos this morning, I got, I think, 3 ads for generators, which I am not in the market for. I'm not looking to buy a generator personally. It heard you, and I'm now getting targeted for your ads.
Kind of want the ad.
Well, I wish I could send it off to you because I am not interested and I don't know who to tell about it. So I think we need to part ways and stop talking so much. Because I don't want generator ads. I used to get like makeup and like coffee and stuff, and now I'm getting generators and batteries.
Which makes it look like you were hanging out with a dad, but really you were hanging out with me.
I was hanging out with nobody's dads. Don't do that.
I know what you're hanging out with me. And I talk like a dad because I said I was really excited about a generator.
Well, next time I will send you a $1 request to pay me for my time.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, it's your fault.
I just got broken up with.
Yeah, sorry. It's been taken too far. My targeted ads on social media are not for me. They're for you.
So now you don't want to hang out with me anymore, or at least very limited time. I don't even know what that means for our show anymore.
I got to stow my phone away or something because I'm sick of getting generator ads and batteries and stuff that I don't care about.
You would think I'm a dad or something. I don't know. But you're not the only person I think wants to defriend me or not be my friend anymore, because last night, Street Teamer Morgan, you also hear her on weekends as well, sent me a TikTok, and she's like, can you get your man off of my TikTok for you page? And it's a video of Post Malone shaking his thang on stage, and it just happens to be to like a Taylor Swift song or something. She's like, it's all over my For You page. I just keep seeing Post Malone videos.
Mm-hmm.
She doesn't like Post Malone. Well, definitely not to the rate that I like Post Malone.
Right. Well, you, are different in that way.
So I think I'm losing 2 friends this week. You and Morgan.
Anytime you start to go on a tangent about anything, I'm going to stop you. Whoa, whoa, whoa. You're messing with my ads now.
Post Malone, Post Malone, Post Malone, Post Malone. Did your phone hear that?
Oh, I'm doomed for the weekend.
Here's what's hot and what's not. Come on. With Those Girls in the Afternoon. Everybody's talking about it. It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
God, I'm so sorry. Today is so not your day. I just broke up with you a couple minutes ago.
You did.
You're ruining my targeted ads.
I don't even know if we're a show anymore after today.
Well, I don't think so, because I think I found my dream job.
Oh, Jesus.
I'm not going to lie to you.
And what am I supposed to do?
Do your best. I don't know. Or maybe you could apply for this, I guess. I don't know. Are you a big fan of ranch?
I love ranch.
Good. Well, there is a position now looking to be filled by Panera Bread.
Ooh.
they have a new position called the ranch hand. So I guess they have put ranch on their menu for the first time ever. I guess I never realized.
I was just going to say, I've never seen ranch at Panera before in my entire life.
Well, they have it now, and they say the demand has gone crazy, so they now need the help of a ranch hand to help wrangle in everybody's needs. So there's some requirements, I guess, of the job. So they really need somebody to go across the country to all the Paneras and help out behind the counters, in the kitchen, in the drive-through, make sure everything is A-okay when it comes to the ranch. You got to be willing to get your hands dirty and do any tasks so that everybody can be happy and get their ranch on the items they asked for it on. Unfortunately, it's only a part-time job, but you do have to have a full-time love of ranch, and that's really the only qualifications. You love ranch, and you are an expert in ranch pairing, and you have good guest service experience. That's really it, and I'm like, say less, I'm on my way, Panera.
Oh my God. You just hate me, don't you?
No, I just love ranch more.
It's the perfect time for a cat story with those girls in the afternoon on C102.9.
Now, before you go and hit buy on the next thing you see on Amazon and you happen to have a cat at home, beware.
Well, you just ruined my plans tonight. I got a full cart,
Taylor,
and two cats at home.
Start getting rid of those things out of the cart. Delete, 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 delete. Because Amazon is dangerous for your cat.
Why?
Well, let me tell you about this story. There's a couple in Utah, and they lost their cat, Galena. Isn't that a cute name?
Aw.
I know, right? The cat just, like, mysteriously disappeared for, like, 2 weeks.
Oh, I'd freak out.
I know, right? And they looked all over for her, and they even started putting up signs in the neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, have you seen Galena? Anybody? Hello? But it turns out, Galena didn't run away. Galena loves hiding in boxes, and she was inside of a box of work boots that was later packed up, dropped off, and returned to Amazon.
No, they shipped the cat back to Amazon. Oh, my God.
The cat wasn't from Amazon, but yeah.
Amazon. I shouldn't say back to him.
The cat was in the box.
Oh, my God.
For 6 days.
And probably happy as all get out. Cats love that stuff.
Without food and without water.
Oh, no.
Eventually, the Galena was discovered by an Amazon employee named Brandy, who immediately started caring for the cat. She took her in, fed her, and then took her to like a veterinarian who could figure out if she had a chip in her.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Then figure out where she's from, which thank God she did. And they could figure out where she's from. Galena's owner, Carrie, got a phone call and was just shocked to hear that Galena traveled from Utah to California.
What?
In 6 days. Luckily, she is doing just fine. She has no serious illness for not having any food or any water for 6 days. There's some things that went right in this situation. I call it A Disney story. A Disney happy ending is what I would say. Honestly, Disney, you should call.
So they got the cat back.
They got the cat back.
Please tell me they didn't ship her back in a box.
No. Carrie, her owner, traveled from Utah to California pick up Galena. But here's all the things that went right for this story to end Disney happy.
Okay. Happy ending.
Galena was in a big box. It wasn't just like a small box. No, what happened was is that they ordered not just one pair of boots. They ordered 5 pair of boots because they were doing, I guess, this new thing with Amazon. It's try it before you buy it program.
Okay.
So they just happened to have 5 boots in there, which was plenty of room for Galena,
definitely,
the cat, to be in there. So that worked out. What else was in her favor was that the weather was not too hot or too cold.
Yeah, no kidding.
Also, there was a partial split in the box, which made it so that there was air that could get into it.
Yeah, yeah.
So that she could breathe. So that worked in her favor. Also, coincidence, I think not. Brandy, who found her at Amazon, actually knows cats very well and rescues them all the time.
Oh my gosh. So she really like fell into the right hands.
I know. I'm telling you, this is a Disney story waiting to happen, because it just ended all right in a happy ending.
Yeah, I'm not gonna try to recreate this on my own, though.
It's time for a Taylor Window Update with those girls on the afternoon on Z102.9.
No.
Is that it?
No. I know some people are like, oh, you should say yes to everything. And my 2024 goal is to say yes. My goal this weekend is to say to no as much as possible. This weather, it's giving no. Should I go out tonight? No. Should I go out tomorrow night? No. Spring cleaning? No.
Should I mow the lawn?
No.
Should I water my plants?
No. It's raining. We're good. I think if it involves you getting up off the couch, the answer is no.
Wise words of Taylor.
There's your Friday motivation. You're welcome.
Boss says, can you stay 5 minutes late?
Nope.
10?
Now you're getting to words I can't say on the radio.
I think it's safe to say everybody's got one food that everybody else seems to love, but for some reason to you, it just doesn't seem normal. Like, something's off about it. It just doesn't taste like it should.
Yeah, you don't get the hype about why everybody likes it.
Like Sharon said on her Z102.9 Facebook page, blueberries. People love them, but to me, they taste like dirt.
No way. That's sad.
I know, right?
I love blueberries.
What food doesn't taste normal to you?
I think I freaked you out a little bit yesterday.
Oh, you did.
I have a certain food that just doesn't taste normal to me, and it's across the board because it's a really popular flavor,
mm-hmm.
and that is mango.
It drives me nuts because I love mangonadas, and I feel like you would love it so
much.
I
love everything about it except the mango.
I know, and I'm like, God, I would make it for you so badly, and you're just like, nope, I hate mangoes.
I can't stand it because for whatever reason, I think it tastes like deodorant.
Have you ate deodorant?
I've never eaten deodorant, but it's like one of those things where you're like, oh, I know what it smells like, so I can just imagine what it tastes like.
Yeah.
Anytime if it's snuck into something, or yesterday I was eating
these gummy little worms, and you threw a fit. You're like, come on, it's got mango flavored. I can't eat it now.
Because I ate one that was not mango flavored, and I could taste like the remnants of it touching other mango ones.
So the worms tasted like deodorant?
It was like a worm wearing deodorant.
Can you imagine your favorite drink, Taylor? Coke? Not tasting like Coke?
I fear this.
This happened to Sue. She said, I used to drink Coke Pepsi like normal, but when I was pregnant, drinking Coke Pepsi would taste gross to me. It's been about a year since I had my baby. Still does not taste like it used to.
I have many fears of pregnancy, but that is one of them. I've heard so many people say some of their favorite foods after pregnancy never taste the same. Like, it tastes like cough syrup or something.
Not Coca-Cola.
I know. I cannot sacrifice my Coca-Cola.
We want to know what food doesn't taste normal to you. I know that Skittles, they have changed the green flavor over the last couple of years. I know that it was like green apple, and then they switched it to
lime,
and then they switched it back to green apple, correct?
I think so. Yeah, there was definitely some drama with that.
I'm going to tell you right now. It does not taste like green apple to me at all. It never has. So when they switched it, I tasted the lime. But when it was green apple and now it's back to green apple, it doesn't taste like green apple to me at all. It tastes like chemicals to me.
Okay.
It has always tasted like cleaning spray.
Oh, like Fabuloso or something?
Something. It tastes like a chemical of some sort. And I'm not going to lie, I like it.
Oh, so it's not a problem.
It's not a problem for me. I don't know why. And I don't go drinking chemicals.
Yeah, we got to cut this problem off
But I like it. Oh, yeah. I only like it when it comes to Skittles. But I do like it.
I don't know that you should ever have a key into a cleaning closet.
Imagine something that everybody loves, but to you, it smells and tastes like wet dog.
No.
0924 texted in and they said pork chops. To me, they taste and smell like a wet dog.
Summertime's got to be rough in the neighborhood.
When everybody's grilling pork chops.
That's really unfortunate.
I know.
We want to know from you still, what food does not taste normal to you? Trent, what's that for you?
Cilantro. That's it. I can't. It tastes like dish soap to me. And yes, I've tasted dish soap actually when I was a child. I've got that put in my mouth a few times.
And if it's if it's hidden in food, you can just tell because it's like so strong.
Yeah.
I cannot imagine how many salsas are ruined.
Yes.
In that
Taylor.
Situation.
Yeah, trust me. Yes, Taylor.
Justin, what about you?
Well, it's not me, but it's my wife. Cilantro tastes like dish soap to her.
What does cilantro taste like to you? Because to me, it also tastes like soap. So I just would be curious what it actually tastes like to normal people.
Oh, I don't know. Just like an herb or something.
I wish that we could switch because I taste cilantro normally. You taste the soap. I want to know what the soap tastes like.
I'm telling you, it could be just hidden in the food or whatever, mm-hmm. and you wouldn't see it with the normal eye, but because it tastes like soap, it is a strong taste. I don't need to see it. I can taste
it. Is it a flavored soap? You know how there's like lavender
or
eucalyptus?
Green apple or something? No, it is soapy. I don't know how to explain it, but you could hide it in a food, Taylor. Go ahead, hide it, and then be like, let me see if I can get away with it. You won't. I'll taste it, and
no,
I'll know
you
it's
know
there.
What? You're wrong, because I make a delicious Mexican street
and
corn
dip. And I tasted
dip.
It.
You've never told me it tasted like soap.
I do. I just deal with it. I love Mexican street corn, and one of the main ingredients in Mexican street corn is cilantro, and I deal with it.
But
if I have it my way, please take the cilantro out.
No, I'm doing a service now. I'm cleaning out your filthy mouth, okay? You're welcome to you and everybody else. Candy, what food doesn't taste normal to you?
I've never tasted it, but I would imagine that liver and onions must taste like earwax. And I've never eaten either one.
How did you come to that conclusion?
I have just always thought that from the smell.
Oh, it's the smell. So to you, it just smells like earwax.
And it probably is going to taste like it, too.
Yep. It's crazy to think that chivalry has definitely changed over the last couple of years.
Well, yeah. I mean, some things aren't like applicable anymore,
100%.
I guess, because you know, with the rise of technology and stuff, as long as you hold the door open for me, I'm cool. I'm chilling.
I still love a door open. I love that a lot, so much. But I noticed something new, something we probably didn't have a couple years ago, or maybe didn't think much about. That I'm like, oh, this must be like 2024 chivalry, and I really like it. It was raining, downpouring this morning, and there's a lot of construction by my new place and where I'm like going to be living and stuff. And so I can't really park where I'd like to, and where I have to park, there's a lot of dirt and mud because of all the construction, right? Mm-hmm. So neighbor man's like, hey, I moved your car so that you don't have to walk through all the mud. I parked closer to the house.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh my God, what a gentleman. He moved my car mm-hmm. so that I didn't have to walk, one, through the rain far, and two, through the mud or anything. It was right up park next to the house, so I could be a little princess.
That is something that I grew up seeing my dad do for my mom.
Really?
Yes. If we were like going to a restaurant and it was raining, he'd drop us off at the door and he'd go park the car and walk in the rain. So I
grew up with that.
And now I expect it.
Call me crazy. But one of the sexiest things you could do for chivalry in 2024 is pull up my car as close to the door so I don't have to walk out in this rain. That's chivalry for me.
I get it. I feel like chivalry has been 2024-ified because there are things that we ladies like these days
what
now.
What do you like?
Okay, so I can think of two things when it comes to phones that I'm like, wow, that was so gentlemanly of you. Number one, chivalry is text me when you get home.
Oh, ooh, yes.
I feel like especially as you're getting to know somebody.
And at work, I want to make sure you're okay.
Yes, I feel like that shows that you care about somebody, and that probably didn't apply when chivalry got started back in the day. But yeah, I feel like texting
me. No, you probably had to send your pigeon.
Yes. flock the pigeons when you get home. I don't know. And then the other thing that I think is chivalry in today's terms is if I fall asleep before you, scrolling on TikTok as I do, if you plug my phone in for me because I forgot, there is nothing more gentlemanly to me than that.
That's 2024 chivalry right there.
It's not dead, I swear.
Is it just me? Or when you clean, you look like a rat.
Well, yeah, I'm not like getting dolled up to scrub the floors.
Thank you. Thank you. I mean, my hair's up in like ugly bun. It's like, it honestly looks like I got a squirrel on top of my head. It's all over the place, right? Makeup smeared down my face. You're lucky if I even have some. If it's.
Yeah, definitely not.
If it's even there, it's smeared. And I'm usually in some clothes that have holes in them, you know, something I don't really care about.
Bleach stains. You can't wear your best.
Okay. Well, this is the last weekend for me to get out of my old apartment, right?
Okay.
So this weekend I have everything out. Now it's like the deep clean because you want to get your deposit back, you know? As much as you can.
So much pressure.
I know. So I am going to be deep cleaning the place, looking like a rat and a half, you know? But my landlord's going to be showing the place all weekend long while I'm there. Which means, do I, A, go looking like a rat, like I would always do when I clean, and hey, this is a really great place to live. I'm just cleaning the toilets. Nice to meet you. Or do I glam up?
No.
No. Because I know people are going to be over there.
No. No, you don't do that.
Should I wear like a prom dress?
Yeah, no, and you purchase a ski mask and call it a day.
Thanks for listening to those Girls in the Afternoon podcast. Hang out with Destiny and Taylor weekdays 3 till 7 p.m. Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, your smart speaker, or on the free Z102.9 app.